tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, everybody, to another AfterBuzz TV after show for Ray Donovan. This is season three. Okay. Episode 10, One Night in Yerevan. We have a very fun panel for you tonight. We are out one Isaac Johnson and one Roxy Stryer. So I am your host, Anna Koppel, filling in. You can follow me at Koppel for Mayor. Here to my left, the very handsome Nicola Kent, who plays the very terrifying Davros Manassian, right? Aren't you?
Correct, yeah.
Would you agree, though, that you're terrifying?
Yeah. That's a good description.
I think so,
too. Menacing. Charmingly scary.
Yeah. Across from me, as always, Sean Austin O.
Hey, what's up, guys? You can find me at Sean Austin O on Twitter and Instagram.
And also sitting next to Sean is Sean.
Yes.
We have Sean Patrick Murphy.
Hi, how are you?
So great. Thank you for joining us. We can find you this season right on Project Greenlight.
Yeah, yes. I was one of the finalists, and now they've started airing the episode, so it should be exciting. It was a blast to be a part of it.
Do you want to say any more about maybe what your project is called? Or?
Well, it started off with thousands of submissions. I did a film called Marriage Counsel, and then a bio video, and then all the finalists did Fairley Brothers short films. All were given the same script, and we all put together our version of that script, and mine's called Don't Be Leery. They can all be seen on YouTube, and Project Greenlight also has a Facebook page that has all of that there, so you can see the videos there now.
That's really cool really exciting. It sounds
awesome.
Like to be part of.
It was.
Plus, you're a super fan of Ray Donovan.
So. I am a huge fan.
So
this was a crazy episode. It was insane.
It really was a crazy episode.
I'm going to say something crazier, too. This is nuts. Yesterday, I was at an alumni thing. I went to Marquette. It was at Bunchy's house, the house that burned down.
Cool.
Whoa.
Just coincidentally. The person
Whoa.
Who was having the thing bought the house, renovated it after they did that whole thing, and we just happened to be there yesterday. It's very karma, kismet,
surreal. It was meant to be.
Yes. Nothing happens in
it's
a vacuum.
Insane.
Yeah, that's right. Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, lots to talk about. Let's start at home, though. Things are not great between Ray and Abby. And starting now, I know we're kind of all over the place about what's going on with Abby and Terry. Please.
I think it was becoming clear this episode, but let's hear Sean's take.
Well, no, I was just, you know, it's fascinating to me what they're doing with Terry's character, because Terry was technically brought to the house so that they could help him out. But what's happening is now Terry is really becoming sort of the father figure in the house.
Correct, yeah.
Now, this little last thing that happened is a little scary to me, but Terry is just the type of guy who's like, good night.
Yeah, he knows. That's his brother's woman, and
yes.
he's going to back off. You know, he knows where to draw the line. What scares me is I don't know if Abby knows where to draw the line. She kind of does, but at the same time, she has cheated on Ray before, so maybe she'll do something with Terry.
Now, by this last thing that we're all kind of dancing around, you mean where she gently nuzzles her head against his crotch, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It was his hand at first, but then she put her head back further mm-hmm. while she was seated, and it just totally went into him.
Yeah, it was.
And the longing look up at him.
Yeah.
Little.
I will say that, first of all, one of the fans tweeted at me and last night, and they were like, don't be too hard on Abby. I was like, okay, I've earned that on this panel. I definitely have, and I appreciate that. But here's the thing. I'm not going to be too hard on Abby, because I do see her becoming stronger. But I actually think a lot of it has to do with Terry's support.
Yeah.
I think that he backs her up and encourages her. And he had said to her a couple of episodes ago, you're not the one with the problem. You're not the one. You're not the one who needs to change. And I think she's really taking that in, and she's finding her strength, and she's becoming a better mother, or some kind of mother.
Well, you see her taking control of the situation for the first time, her taking care of the the issues the daughter is having, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and what about that? She goes to confront Don Ellen after Bridget gets in a fight with Jana, fractures her nose, and Abby
which was a great punch, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she comes from a family of boxers. Of course she knows how to throw a punch. So she and Terry go on this hunt. They don't know what they're looking for, but she finds Don Ellen's pills. So she goes in, and what did you think, gentlemen? Is this a line you would have bought? Do you believe Don Ellen? I mean, we know that it's not true, but as a parent, would you have believed him?
I wouldn't have. I feel like his stuff was just so jumpy. It was all over the place. She can't tell because she doesn't know the history. She doesn't know what's been going on between them two, how long it's been going on. And you mentioned, Anna, that he was just so, like, he didn't even finish his sentences. Like, they were really scattered. And it's because he's on drugs right now, right? He's on his Oxycontin at home. I really would have, if I was Abby, I really would have dug deeper there. I would have brought Terry along, maybe. Because she just wanted to get an answer to satisfy her so that she could leave. She, even though she can tell people off and get all southy on them, she can't. she really doesn't like confrontation. She wants everything just to end up being nice and good.
Right.
I don't know. I think that there's a part of me that seems like because of the story he did have, and it was a little jumpy, but, you know, it was this, he lost his wife, and, you know, obviously Abby knows what her daughter went through and how hard that was and scary for her. So maybe it was just that moment that she thought, oh, there is something believable about my daughter reaching out to somebody who lost somebody else and maybe misconstruing what he was doing for her. I thought maybe it was a viable story. I am always shocked because I've watched the show for so long that when anybody lies to a Donovan, I'm like, do you not know what you're doing lying to a Donovan?
Right.
There's no upside to that.
Yeah. Right.
But I have to remember that he probably has no clue who Ray Donovan is.
And you know what? They've pretty much gone out on dates. We've had Don Ellen go to bowling with her, and who knows how many other things they've done together. If we could just, you know, if Abby had been there and just dug a little bit deeper, maybe we could have found out more.
We know they've kissed.
Yeah.
We know they've snuggled.
Yeah.
We know they do drugs together.
I feel like a girl would only say I love you after she has slept with a guy.
Really? Yeah, I don't know, but that's true.
No.
But,
come on.
Yeah. No.
No. How about a minor? A 17-year-old girl?
Even less likely.
She would fall in love faster without that.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I would have dug deeper if I was Abby.
Yeah, I think
seriously.
So. I think I mean, he definitely was on drugs, and that was part of the problem with his sentence fragments, but he was like, I have chronic pain and car accident. Like, what? it was not a believable moment for me. But Abby also has a run-in with Paige, which we've been hoping for, kind of, ooh, right? We're like, are they going to run into each other again? Or what's that going to be like? And I don't know. What did you think about this scene? Because I felt like it was sort of an innocent thing, Paige coming over. Maybe not innocent. Innocent isn't the right word, but harmless enough. Hey, really excited. They said yes. Here's all the fun swag we're going to have. And Abby really had this strong reaction. I don't know. Thoughts?
I feel like Paige, what she was doing, yes, it maybe started off innocent, but she likes Ray. She wanted an excuse to go over to his house to see him. And in a way, she's kind of trying to mark her territory a little bit. She slept with Ray a few episodes ago, right? So we know that her and Abby, they don't even like each other that much. They saw each other in the bathroom, and it was just staring contest, like, super bad, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, she treated Abby like...
She did.
Like, she was her employee.
Yeah.
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 It's not okay.
Any other thoughts?
It was she was peeing on her territory.
Yeah, she was just
when she showed up, and Abby was well aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Abby was just like, "Don't bring her here, Ray." Right? It's so obvious.
Yeah,
she knows that she slept with her, or that he slept with her in the past. She has a feeling, you know, even if he hasn't admitted it. He just got over that whole lying thing. Like, hey, I was telling you the truth about last night, and she believed him. But now with Paige coming to the house, she doesn't believe him. That all that work he did in the bathroom, which wasn't that much work, but he was really
all that bathroom work.
Yeah. Ray, all that one line.
Yeah. Oh. Ray really was telling the truth, and we know that, right?
Yeah.
But just him, you know, imagine how demoralizing it is for him as a man to be like, "Hey, honey, I really didn't do anything," and then that happens, and it just shatters all of his work.
Right.
Well, it's great that she calls him out earlier when he says, I was helping Mick, and she's like, that's the biggest load of, that's the worst lie I've heard you ever. And he was legitimately helping Mick.
Yeah.
The irony of that is brilliant.
Yeah, because he wouldn't normally do it.
Exactly. He's like, I know you're lying now. That's the last thing you'd ever do is help Mick.
Well, but he does help
Mick. That's the irony of the...
Right. And but his way of helping Mick, right, is getting him declared incompetent. Which gives him conservatorship over his entire life.
Yeah.
Which is a great move on so many levels.
Yeah,
so
we didn't see it at... I didn't see it at first during the episode. I thought it was just like a good way to get the cops off his back, and we were just there. I felt like we were riding along with Mickey, and we were like, okay, good, he's going to fix this, he's going to get out of it, Ray's going to be clear too. You know, this is a move to protect the whole family, pretty much. And it was a move to protect the whole family from, like, every aspect, including getting Mickey out of L.A.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I didn't think it was going to happen this episode, but I kind of saw that coming. But I didn't think it was going to happen this quickly.
He was already packing his stuff.
But also this episode is a big shift, actually, in terms of their relationship. It's the first time you see them both actually caring for each other. They're both on the fence, and you know, even the very end when he says, that what you want, I'll leave, there's hesitation in Ray's eyes in terms of whether he really does want that or not.
Yeah.
And there's so many little sprinkles all along the way, like when they're in meeting with the Benassian family, and there's a gun pointing against Ray's head, and he says, don't hurt him. Like, you know, there's these little things where they're looking at each other, and finally actually acting as a family for the first time, even though they're sort of been on different sides of the fence for a long time.
100%. 100%. And at that moment when I was like, I can't handle crying through all these episodes anymore, and I was like, we'll talk about this on air. That was one of the things when Mickey was like, well, if that's what you really want, and Ray's like, good. No, that's not what he really wants. What right, he really yeah. wants is for Mickey to show up as a father. And he did start to say, he was like, I know I was a shit father. I wasn't there for you. And I really admire what you did today. And he started to say these things that Ray has probably been desperate to hear his whole life. But no, he doesn't want him to disappear again. He's been gone his whole life. But he wants what he wants Mickey to do, but like can't say it because it just doesn't count as much as for Mickey to like fight to be his father and fight to be there. And
instead of running away like he always does.
Yep, exactly. Like he said last time to him in the hotel.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
That scene where we had all the Menassians pointing their guns at Ray, and where Mickey was like, don't shoot him, don't shoot him. I really felt like he would have sacrificed himself for Ray, which was a really powerful thing, and that's like such a big arc for Mickey to come to.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's interesting actually shooting that scene was that actually both actors, both Leah and John Boyd, wanted to make sure that that really stands out, because we were doing this scene so many times from different angles.
Yeah, you said that you were shooting for like eight hours that day, right?
It was like really, really long, but they both said, no, it's really important we emphasize that this is a big shift. So that doesn't get lost in the theatricals of it all.
Yeah, because there was a lot of going on. Yeah, there were a lot of guns being pointed. There were a lot of punches being thrown. Yeah,
there was people getting beat up.
Yeah,
there was a lot of Davros staring people down.
That's right. That's part of the song.
give the camera a little mean mug right now.
No, of course.
I really like how you guys shoot like just all around the San Fernando Valley. Can you tell us about some of the locations that you guys chose?
Some of the locations are pretty close to here, actually. We're located, so basically it's all from North Hollywood all west, so going to Encino and around that area. There's actually a small area where the Armenian community has, you know, their stronghold here, so we actually shot a lot of the stuff there. So a lot of stuff is legit.
I think you said that nobody...
Well, I mean, Grace Zabriskie, who plays my grandmother, she's not. I mean, she's Polish, but she was born and raised here. I mean, I was born in Croatia, so I'm also an Armenian, but a lot of the stunt guys were actually Armenian, so we got to learn and ask them and check on them, make sure we're doing the right thing. Although not a lot of Armenian was spoken throughout the show, so it's all good.
So that's fine.
When you say doing the right thing, in terms of what, the fighting?
No, in terms of the... yeah, we were asking him how to beat people up.
Yeah.
No, there were a few lines that actually were cut out in the end, but that were in Armenian, and so we just wanted to make sure they were in, you know, appropriate for the action. So,
was there more about the Armenian genocide and or the conflict, and was there more said about that was maybe cut out?
Actually not. I mean, that's pretty much it. What's in the show is what was left all throughout, but not a lot more than that. The writers are really great, and they really wanted to make sure that, you know, they. Because we had 100 years recently here in LA, if you guys remember.
Like, yeah, it was in March and April, end of April.
Right, so they wanted to make sure it was all in there. But that's pretty accurate. So it's all in there.
Yeah. Good stuff. Great writers. I mean, it's, one of the most well-written shows I've ever watched. But Hazmig saves the day, ultimately.
Which was so funny, because in the beginning of the episode, she says, "Oh, what, you think all Armenians are criminals or something?" And she comes in there with her gang at the end.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, maybe we are. That was brilliant.
Even famous pop singers.
Maybe they're backup dancers, you never know.
Yeah.
You know? Did you see the girl behind on the phone when they all walked in? Oh. That just amused me. Like, she comes in with five people and one girl's on the back just like talking on her phone.
Yeah.
Like, do you not know what you're walking into right now?
They have things. Well, they're apparently close, and they have, you know, whatever. Just because they have to stop up this gang fight doesn't mean that there isn't more on the schedule later that day.
So walking in and be like, "We should." Oh, they're guns. I got to go back.
They're scheduling her for later at the show to bump Nick Jonas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important.
It is amazing that Nick Jonas gets bumped, by the way, for. Well,
do they have to call Nick and say, "Is it cool that we're going to make it sound like you're getting bumped on a show?" That
it's not okay. They don't call him and say, "Is it okay?" What they say is, "You are getting bumped," I love.
By this very important girl who Ray Donovan is backing right now. So, boom, you're gone. Sorry.
So Nick knows not to mess with Ray.
So thighs go boom, you're gone.
Thighs go boom.
Ah.
Kablamo.
Yep. Full circle. So what else happened? Oh, and you were also telling us that there was the LAPD who was supposed to be tailing Mick was an ex-NFL player.
Oh God, yeah, we should look that up. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. And actually, a lot of the scenes, a lot of the guys, SWAT guys at the very end of the show were original, really guys who worked, and that's their career. And interestingly enough, they do this as a side business. It's really phenomenal. That way, they know what's legit, what's real, what's accurate, all the moves you get from them. So that's really was phenomenal to find out that they do the job on the side, act, and are actually SWAT guys.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. So extra income, fellas.
Yeah.
That Davros notices him on that following, because we think it's over, right? We think, okay, this has been handled now with...
Lee Drexler took care of it.
Lee Drexler took care of it with Lee's the detective.
Awesome. Lee. I love Lee.
Lee's great at being such a smarmy little lawyer, right? He just... everything that you expect from... we think it's done, right? It's handled the detectives, it's handled the Manassians, but then you have to go and notice, right, that...
Well, I mean, it's not the end, obviously, right?
It can never be.
We have two more episodes. It's going to be great. But yeah, definitely, there's definitely an interesting culmination coming up.
Yeah.
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 So are you trying to hint at us that we're going to see Davros in the next two episodes?
We'll see. But you will definitely see more of the Manassians.
All right.
That's for sure.
Okay, good.
But she's only dealing with Ray now. She made that very clear. She only deals, if anything goes wrong, she deals with Ray.
I think, it's going to be
everything went wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
Sure did.
Yeah, that's a scary thing for Ray. And poor Ray really does... You know, when he has that interchange with Mickey, he does say, like... Because Mickey sort of accuses him. He's like, "This was all a setup just so you could get rid of me." And he was like... I just went against the Armenian mob for you.
Yeah.
And this is a point I was talking about last week, that the whole family seems to resent him but really rely on him for everything. It just seems like an incredibly unfair position. Yeah. And I'm surprised he's not just dropped dead of stress. But like, honestly, like, that seems like a high stress life.
That's why he drinks so much, and he just always is seeking out other women aside from his wife.
Yeah.
He needs to relieve stress in some way.
Yeah.
Well, to go way back, what's actually fascinating also with Terry is that Terry has had interactions with Ray at the gym where he said, look, Ray, we're not all put together. Our lives aren't as good as yours. This is what we've got. We all can't be you. And now he's sitting there going, oh, Ray's life is pretty messed up. He's now in the home going, okay, maybe it might look great on the outside, but now that I'm sitting in the middle of it, it's a train wreck in this house.
I think it really hurt Terry to see Abby so hurt. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, after Paige just left, and because Terry knows what Abby's been dealing with all day, that this just happened with Dylan, Ray has no idea what's gone on, that Bridget's on drugs, whatever, that, and then, you know, Abby goes and storms upstairs, and Ray, which, you know, I've credited Ray throughout this, takes care of the kids first. Okay, there's just a fight between mom and dad. You know, come on, Connor, let's get out of here. Let me go show you something cool. But I think it hurts Terry to see, well, why aren't you going to comfort Abby? Why aren't you going to fix this with her? And to your point that he's starting to see that there are a lot of holes in the...
I think Terry should have gone just a little step further and told Ray, hey, you should talk to Abby, right? He already said that, about Bridget, because there's something wrong with Bridget. Ray would have been on that so quick. He would have, like, instead, because he probably went up there thinking, like, oh, it's about the lie that she thinks I'm telling, right?
Well, that's what he addressed.
Yeah, he was defending himself. He fixed that little thing, but that's not what Abby was concerned about. Abby was concerned about Bridget and the whole thing with her teacher, obviously.
But they were terrified of Ray finding out about that, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, I guess she was... I guess she didn't...
Trying to avoid all
that's
that.
That's right. That's right, because Ray would have beat the hell out of him.
It would not end well. Yeah.
Before we move on, I just want to take a little break to remind everybody to please rate us on iTunes, give us a little shout, tell your friends, 5 stars, keeps the lights on. We're moving to a new studio, guys. It's all thanks to your help for tuning in. So keep it up. We appreciate the feedback. Helping to solve the issue with the Manassians, one of the things that Ray did was went to flip. You had this for me. Maybe I wrote it down.
What is it?
Flip Bentman.
Beckman.
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 Great. So.
Brightman.
Brightman.
That's right.
There it is.
He's no Johnny Carson. I know.
Yeah.
But he went to flip Brightman because he still had evidence. So what we learned is that
very interesting evidence, right?
They glorious evidence, if you will.
Took it right out of Abby's evidence locker.
Right. So, and we know, we've seen in the past that they hold on to evidence to use against people if they need to later, just to use as leverage.
Such is life.
Such is, life for a mover and shaker like Ray Donovan. But, man, it is really coming back to get them now. First, I'm so thrilled that Cochran's back. I love the storyline.
So great.
Hank Azaria is so funny.
Hank Azaria is fantastic.
The scene between Cochran and Finney, I was just like, yes, just the two of them, yes, one-on-one, yes, what's happening? I'm so happy.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Exactly.
Of course, Cochran is going to escalate to, like, sexual stuff right away. All that line of questioning, he's going to ask stuff like that because of his history.
Right. Yep. So when Finney says to Ray in his...
Bathhouse.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, in his Roman bathhouse.
Jeez. In his mansion.
In his mansion.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he didn't even call it a bathhouse. He said my bathroom.
Yeah.
That's how little he thinks of his bathhouse,
which has a door that seals it off, so that you can just steam the entire bathroom. That's just like anybody's bathroom, I guess.
I'm surprised that Ray wasn't sweating when he came out of there.
Just a shirt.
No, I thought that too. I was like, he has to be just like a little moist right now. But Finney says he's tired of this. We're going to do things my way from now on. This is his hubris, man, because he thinks, like, yeah, I'm going to go look into Cochran myself, which he does, and learn a little something myself, then I'm going to talk to him one-on-one. Stupidest thing he could have done.
Yeah, and I'm sure he... Just because that Finney has that some sexual proclivities, too, he is getting aroused by what he sees, and he's like, hey, maybe I can spin this guy, you know, to do things that I want, and maybe I can do a little something on the side with him, too. You know, we're going to see some weird stuff like that happen next episode, I bet you.
So can we talk about the teaser for the next episode?
Because we'll talk. We can mention it.
I mean, just briefly, it looks like they cut to him on the ground going, look, we need to talk. I have a feeling they were chasing each other around the house at one point.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like sexually?
Yeah, oh, I don't know.
Probably. No, probably.
No, because that was like one of my predictions that they were going to get involved sexually. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be predicting at the end.
Well, has he done anything on the homosexual side? Hank Azaria? Or has it just been multiple women?
Yeah, just multiple women.
Well, but they're swingers.
He's
swingers.
Maybe he's like...
Maybe
he's...
I just didn't know that. Honestly, I
remember. Like this former assistant director's penis.
Right. We don't know.
We don't know. So he might have done it for a favor for his wife.
I don't think that it's out of the question, though, that he has, and that he's maybe just... whatever, curious, and certainly to get himself out of this situation.
I think to get at Ray, that Cochran will do anything.
Yeah.
And if that means get in bed with Finney, literally and figuratively, then he could probably do it.
Yeah.
There you go.
That
poker's not going to be the only thing that's going to be pokies.
You know what's happening. You can't say.
I can't say.
Okay. All right, but it's fun to talk about. Okay, so, you guys, who called Avi getting into trouble with his passport? Me,
yeah,
I did.
You
I'm
did.
Just saying.
That
I'm
was
just
really
saying.
Good.
And every, gentlemen, you weren't here, I know. But
I was shooting it down, and I'll take the blame for that.
You all were shooting it down. You're like, no.
I remember what I said to you. I said that, there's nobody who checks anything going into Mexico or through Mexico, you know, but like coming back the other way, coming back into the United States, they check everything. They have cameras. Well, they happen to have cameras somewhere.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah. So they had cameras somewhere when he was leaving the country.
And I said that, I'm like, everything's on a computer. It's all saved. You guys, I can't have Avi be this screwed over. I just can't have it. He's too good.
I know.
I know.
Did you have something more to add?
No, that's it. I'm just gonna
listen.
Yeah.
I know you can't say anything, but
it seems like spoilers.
But that was good. I'm impressed.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It does seem absent-minded to do that on Ray's behalf.
Yeah. I just feel like Ray's he got sloppy with that one. That's too bad.
It was taken care of, but pictures were taken. That seems like something he'd know about.
Do you think maybe he's still harboring resentment because of what happened with Kate, the journalist, last season?
So he's going to burn Avi?
He
burns himself if he burns Avi.
Yeah. Unless it gives him a reason to kill Avi.
Oh, and he's then not going to kill Avi.
Or someone could kill him. Right? Maybe Ray won't do it, but it'll be his fault.
Avi and Lena are the most fun characters on the show. They're fantastic.
Are they not like Robin and Batgirl?
Oh, they're so awesome.
They're in the Batcave. They're dancing to Hazmig. They're amazing. Taking dick pics. I mean, they're just...
I mean, Lena's character, I wouldn't be surprised if the audition process was just like, let us see you roll your eyes. You got it. That's what I'm looking for. You're going to be doing a lot of that to Ray.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, this now? Okay.
Yeah. I can't, like, okay, so not only do we have Avi's picture coming through the border, posing as Varric, but Cochran takes it further and it finds Avi's storage locker.
Yeah.
Which... I know, Sean, you have some issues with that you said that it wasn't quite believable.
Well, no, it just seems really easy to have gotten into that storage locker, just dropping a chunk of money in front of a guy. Now, you know, maybe that is how storage lockers work. But again, if we're talking about getting sloppy, why would you put stuff like that in a place that's that easy to get into?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe it's because it was a shady kind of place that didn't have that much camera equipment and security, you know, footage and stuff. That's what made it good for Avi. But on the flip side, the guys can be bribed really easily, too.
And they could find it with a credit card? I mean, that's pretty easy.
Pretty
they didn't even use, you know, just pay cash for the thing. They'd never be able to track down a storage facility.
You're right. That does seem sloppy.
Yeah, it was a pretty loose connection. Were you saying something about that too, Nicol? When you were sitting next to me, no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, so that's pretty, but it's hard to keep all of it, you know, it's like two more episodes left. It's hard to kind of like, you got to condense stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to also show all the steps, so I think you just gotta remember it's a show.
Yeah.
Pick your battles, you know what I mean?
You know what we're doing? We're taking this too seriously. Yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah, that's...
Just gotta pick your battles, you know?
There had to be an ellipse, you know? We as the audience, we gotta fill in that gap and let the writers have one, be like, okay, fine, all right, well, he found the storage locker after a few scenes. Yeah. Whatever.
It wasn't such a huge plot hole like I've seen in other shows.
No, I'm done.
Three seasons ruined.
Done. Yeah. None of it makes sense.
Never
anymore.
Watching it again. Like everything is in there. Everything, and it's all under Avi's name. And Cochran's taking all these pictures. And I don't know if you noticed right away, but I noticed him right away. Noticed the missing poker.
Yes, when he was sitting down with his boss Iris there in the living room.
Yeah. And then we see the poker in the storage locker.
And he doesn't see it quite yet, but he just takes pictures of everything, just like blankets the place with his cell phone camera. And then we see him back at, was it Dyvek, the name of the
Dyvek, yeah.
Dyvek.
So whatever.
Yeah, he's back there just all night long eating hot wings. And he finally comes across that one photo of the poker.
Yeah.
And he puts it together.
Well, do you feel like he was looking for that? Because I feel like they went back to the house and noticed the poker. I mean, they really made it obvious that he was like, there's a poker missing there. Did I get a picture of a poker when I was in there? Why do I feel like I've seen that? And then he was flipping through the picture. I kind of feel like he was almost looking for that picture to go, that. But actually, I take all that back. Scratch that. Because his reaction clearly was like, holy, okay.
He was like, hello, you.
Yeah, right? That's right. Forget it.
I feel like it's if we were to look at it from like an actual, like realistic forensics perspective, though, they put it in a plastic bag, and that is not going to maintain any kind of DNA evidence. It's just like the bacteria is going to eat up all the DNA in there because it's like moist, right? The plastic's going to contain moisture. So...
Sean maybe has a background in criminal justice. We should just throw this in here, but go on.
Yes, I have my bachelor's in criminal justice, forensic science stuff. So it's not going to maintain any evidence. So as an FBI agent, he should know that. But then again, it is a show, right?
But will it maintain fingerprints at least?
It could. Yeah, it could have bloody fingerprints on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe they... Could they have wiped it down? No, I wouldn't think
they would not wipe it down.
They wouldn't want to.
No.
Yeah.
That's like your security policy, right? Insurance policy. Against the Finneys, so obviously, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They have that leverage.
Yeah, they have something on them.
So Cochran shows back up, poker in hand. Very menacing. And he's already told Finney, right?
Menacing and playful at the same time.
Right.
That's right. That's how he is.
Hope there's no double entendres here going on. But he had already told Finney, listen, if you're involved with anything with Ray Donovan, I'm on your side, and you want to be on my side. And I assure you, here's my card.
But Finney totally put him down with the whole, oh, yes, I want the assistant director of the LA office who got screwed over by Ray Donovan helping me out. Yeah. But maybe he's the perfect man for the job in that case because he has all this...
Balls and ass on TV.
Yeah.
And his suicidal boyfriend.
The suicidal boyfriend.
Yeah, which is a burn, but now I don't know. Now he's back with that poker at his window at night. And also a ballsy move to just show up...
Alone.
Alone, knocking at the window... Nothing but the swans to protect you.
Where's the head of security?
Right, yeah. Head of security is playing in the field with his son. So, talking about what isn't there.
It doesn't look like it ends well for him, based on those teasers there for the next one.
For Cochran?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see them. I could see things wrapping up for Cochran.
People always get hurt.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
Everybody gets hurt.
Everybody gets hurt in Ray Donovan.
Nobody makes it.
Take that baseball bat.
Well, we also have those dick pics, though, that Avi took, which Lena did not imagine.
What did she call it?
She said it was very shapely.
But I love Ray.
You did what? Dick pic. You took a dick pic.
I took a dick pic.
It'll come in handy. Yeah, I love it.
He just kind of goes,
okay.
Yeah. I think Ray doesn't quite understand what they're talking about even. He's like, I don't have time to even ask about this. Just whatever. I'm moving on.
I blasted all his coworkers. It'll be fun.
But I mean, that's not going to stop Cochran at this point. I don't know.
No. Well, yeah, he has nothing to lose. I think now he's just doing it for the sheer enjoyment of making life difficult for Ray and potentially capturing him. Cochran has no career anymore. He hates his job.
He's got nothing to lose, yeah.
Yeah, he's got nothing to lose.
And that's a frightening thing, a man with nothing to lose.
Grunt.
If television has taught us anything. Yeah. Well, does anybody have anything to add before we sort of... No?
No, it's just going to be insane. It's two more episodes left?
Two more.
Well, before...
Yeah, hell's about to break loose on every... I mean, and it's the brilliance of the show. I was just going to say, having Ray standing there watching his son run around extremely excited while his entire world was falling apart at the exact same moment, and he was totally unaware of it.
Unbeknownst
to him. Just the brilliance of that show.
Yeah. It really, yeah.
But there's something in Ray's face that really, it shows he's uncertain about the future.
Well, he's very rattled by Cochran showing up. I think. Before we get into predictions, I just want to talk to both you gentlemen about maybe what sort of projects you're working on and what lies ahead.
Lies ahead? Me first?
You first.
Oh, wow. That's a good question, right? I mean, you guys know, it's in this business, you never really quite know. This is really random for me. I was a software engineer and ran a company for many, many years. So this is like sort of a very different kind of unpredictable, crazy world I'm in.
Yeah, how did you get into this?
I kind of always wanted to act when I was a kid, but it was really not. I grew up in Croatia, so there was really no way to get into it from there. So sort of came out here as a high school student, stuck around, went to college, moved to LA, slowly making step towards the Red Coast, and then just worked for IBM for a long time, and then one day I was just like, that's it. That's enough.
That's it. I'm done. I'm going right into acting. What was your Showtime Ray Donovan audition like?
It was really cool. I mean, I got the breakdown, I read it, and I thought to myself, this is not going to be me, because they were looking for somebody who can do an Eastern European accent, but it was like a thug guy, and granted, thugs can be in any shapes and sizes, but normally what happens when I walk into something like that, it's me and like guys who are like a foot taller, have no necks, and you know, look like you don't want to run into them. But I did a shot of tequila in the parking lot and went in there, looked at the casting director. I basically thought it was no chance in hell I was going to get it. And so she just said, just have fun with it, which I basically took, like, you know, after a shot of tequila, like a license to kill. So I just did it and I walked out. I don't remember what happened. And then a week later, they're like, you got the job. That was it.
It's a great story.
Really, really random, yeah. So.
And to quote, I don't know who said it exactly, but it was definitely Hank Azaria's show, alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah, sometimes it is, you know, surprisingly enough, yeah.
That was Homer Simpson.
Yeah, Homer Simpson. That was definitely Homer, but I don't know who wrote the line, what I'm saying. But anyway. Yeah. So,
That's great, because you, Nicola, on the show as Davros, you said you have all these tall guys standing around you, but you really look super tall on the show. You look like so menacing, man. Like, I would, like, you look like you stand up, like, next to Ray, and you're, like, his equal. You could beat the hell out of him.
I mean, it's funny, because it's like the showrunner towards the end of the show was like, if you stuck around with us, you know, a lot longer, he's like, we would teach you to become a really badass guy, you know? But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, once you get there, there's a tone, and everybody wants to, everybody, you know, once it gets started, you just kind of fall into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a great cast, and it's great to be around everybody else. And everybody's also, like, what was interesting for me on that show, there's so many moving parts, and you're also running against, you know, losing light, not losing light, losing this location, that location. But everybody truly, when I first showed up on set, I was kind of nervous about, like, there's John Voight, like, you know, I thought I had to have everything figured out, but they're all really, truly figuring everything out on the spot, trying to make it better. You know what I mean? Does this work better? That works better. Let's try this way, that way. So that actually took kind of the edge off you know, so you kind of ease into it and you just fall into the character, I guess.
That's really great. And that, yeah, it seems like, from what we've heard from other guests, that it's just like a very like welcoming environment.
It's a great, great show. And yeah. First when I met John, I was, you know, kind of like, how do I do this? And so I tried to crack a joke, which I didn't really quite understand. I didn't really quite sure if he got it or didn't. So he was looking at me. I thought to myself, you know.
Why did I do that?
Pictured myself being escorted off the set. And then he just looked at me, and he started shadow boxing me. And then from then on, it was just like, great.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Great story. And what we know, we have Project Greenlight coming up for you.
So, well, Project Greenlight's out now, so everything that's shot is shot. And then I signed Adaptive Studios, brought Project Greenlight back. I've signed on with them for a year in terms of producing things, directing some web series, and ideally features down the road. I'm working on a web series now called Burbank Dads Club, about stay-at-home dads all finding a man cave and settling in, which is fun. You know, it's a blast to do all that kind of stuff and acting at the same time. And I've been acting for, you know, 20 years, but it's been primarily commercial work, and, you know, scattered TV shows here and there. I'm a cop on just about any show you can name. I've been them all. NCIS, NCIS LA, Criminal Minds, done all the cop stuff. Kind of want to get over to comedy. That's what I enjoy doing.
Yeah, I could tell.
You're fun.
You're a funny guy. You should come by more often.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can sleep here. I got a 4-month-old at home, so I'd be more than willing to just camp out here at night. I'm not sleeping much at all. Yeah. She's a sweetheart, though. I love her. Oh. And a 5- and a 7-year-old. So, I mean, we've got a full house. And actually, my kids have been in. I did a web series called Poop Notice. It's based on Burn Notice. But my kids were in that. It was fun to work with them. But yeah. Comedy driven, but all the work I've done has been primarily, you know, these procedural shows.
All right, very cool. So stuff to look for. All right, let's get into some predictions.
Okay.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who would like to start us out?
I'll go ahead and start.
You start us out.
Okay, I feel like. Hank Azaria's character, Cochran, he is gonna be fooling around with Finny a little bit.
Just can't buy it.
I think he's going to.
I'm with it. I back this. I second it.
And I feel like he's not gonna die this season, but it's like, because he's too good.
Yeah.
He's just too valuable, like, as just comic relief, and then he's menacing at the same time. So I think he's going to stick around. Either, like, he's going to go to jail, or he's going to end up somewhere else. Like, I don't know. He'll end up in some distant land or somewhere far away from L.A., but then maybe they'll bring him back in, like, a season or two again, just to mess with Ray a little bit more. I feel like Davros is going to die next time. He's somehow going to be out on bail, and then he's going to try to kill... He's gonna try to kill somebody from the Donovan family, and then he's gonna die.
This is fun. This is like that game Boulder Dash where you know the answers and you're the judge, and you're like, okay, what are your
possibilities?
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. Okay.
Sean Patrick Murphy, you wanna?
I think Avi's in trouble. I think he's probably done. I'm not really sure how yet, but I do think something's gonna happen where he tries to. Make up for he's probably going to take the blame for getting the picture taken. He's going to take the blame for letting the poker come out of the house, you know, the storage shed. And in some effort to make it all up, I think he's going to end up getting got. And then, you know, as far as Cochran's character goes, coma.
A coma. There you go.
Coma's
good. He looks
good.
Like he's about to take a massive beating from Ray.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you can't give
sit
footage.
It out.
Of
it. Yeah.
Okay, you got to.
It's
going to
get a lot of. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sensing some chemistry between. Sending Cochran and all that. I don't know if I could really see it or not, but I would love to see it if it does happen. And I also, as much as it breaks my heart, I don't see Avi making it through the season. And you know what I think is going to screw him over is that dick pic.
Yeah.
I think going into that office first of all, there've got to be cameras in that office that are going to also spot him. And there's a sex tape, or maybe several sex tapes out of Cochran where they can compare dick pics. So,
that's some investigative work.
Yeah, I mean,
that is actually an interesting I don't think you thought about that.
I don't think Cochran would be ashamed to just be like, really, look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. He's a man that's with nothing to lose. Like,
this is my, that's not it.
Folks, I just want to take a reminder, dance battle that we've been talking about. We were casting it a few months ago. It premieres tonight right after Dancing with the Stars, so please tune in on ABC at 10 p.m. And in the meantime, gentlemen, where can we find you? Start with you, Sean.
Is this where, in terms
of... On Twitter,
of,
yeah. Can we have your home address?
ELFUN.
Okay.
At Elfin is... and then at Sean Patrick with no K is Instagram.
Great.
Yep.
You guys can find me at Sean Austin O, that's SEANAUSTINO, on Twitter and Instagram.
And what's going on with your book, Sean?
Oh, my book's still copy editing away at it. I just emailed my copy editor and said, I need more time. Yes, I'm doing the thing that writers do. I need more time, Jim. So I'm still working on my book, filling in the gaps, improving the chapters as we go, but I'm like almost done, which is great. And I'm thinking like either late this month or early next month, I'm going to be releasing it on the iBookstore.
You're going to let us know.
City of Angels and Discontent.
Woohoo! Nicola?
I'm on Instagram. Still trying to figure it out, actually. I've been told I gotta, you know, be more active, but it's at Nicola Kent. That's it.
You want to spell it out for the people?
Yeah, Nicola is N-I-K-O-L-A, Kent, K-N-T.
Awesome. No so, H. No H. No H. It just sounds no like H. it. It just sounds like it. And you follow me at Koppel from Air, KOPPELFORMAYOR. You can follow Isaac at The Isaac Johnson and Roxy at Roxy Stryer. And tune in next week. We will be here. Thanks for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen. It's been a real pleasure to have
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.